Hey, my friends. Welcome back once again. Another day, another show at the worldwide broadcast, the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Hope you guys are having a terrific, blessed, fantastic day again today. Hope you guys were safe yesterday. Hope everyone was safe shooting off fireworks. Heard some people blow up some mortars yesterday.
You didn't do that yesterday.
I was going to, and then I got sidetracked.
Well, we're in a fire.
We're technically
brand.
In a drought. But hey, but remember, continue to vote for your AI data centers, guys. They need their 5 million gallons of water a day. They're waiting on you to help them out. They need to make sure they get up there because they need that 5 gallons of water a day. 5 million gallons. So God forbid we're in a drought. I have to water my grass twice a week, or else they try to find me.
I think you're down to one time a week.
I don't know.
I think
I'm
so.
On a well.
Yeah. Well, the Florida aquifer is going to dry up now because of data centers.
Yeah, that'll be the next thing they say is everybody has to start water rationing now. It means that's water ration.
Oh, we got
your AI data center.
We've got to do a, how should I say this, and a piece this morning to start with on Ferrari.
Oh, Ferrari.
No, this.
Oh, yeah.
No, now
wow.
I've got a friend of mine lives in Celebration. He drives a Ferrari. He's got a real pretty one. And he's all about Ferrari, 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 Ferrari.
He can't be too happy with this either.
I sent him this link this morning.
Yeah.
No response.
No, it's...
Look at this, guys.
Okay, well, Ferrari has always been known. I mean, some of the cars, they've made some of the most beautiful cars in the world.
Oh, yeah.
Their design, their style, their F1 racing legacy. I mean, they're expensive, but they have a brand to them, and they have a look to them. Everybody usually knows when you see a Ferrari, it's a Ferrari. Now, I'm going to get into why this is starting to happen now, but apparently, the John Ivey is real big, staunch homosexual. They used to work for Apple Design, Apple phones. Who knows? Ferrari decided it was going to be a fantastic idea to hire this guy to help design their new revolutionary AI, all-electric Ferrari. And you guys have seen this yet. I'm going to put it out there so you guys can just get an idea. Now, and follow me with this. I know some of you guys aren't motorheads. There's a reason why this is happening, though. This is the new Ferrari, Lucy, EV.
It looks like a cross between a Honda and something that
died. Looks like the Honda Pilot EV they came out with. I have not seen a heavier roasting on social media than I have with this car. There's a guy, Jacob, I know him down in South Florida. He's got a big Instagram channel, and he is covering this today. And he pretty much covers it better than I do on here. I'm going to let him cover this real quick on here because he's a real big motorhead. Let you guys figure out what's going on with this. I'm going to give you my take on it. Remember, this is Ferrari Enzo. I mean, this is the brand that started a lot of the iconic exotic Italian race cars in Italy. This is the best they can do with their new style from their director. You guys like this. This is funny. Oh, do I have no sound? I have no sound. That's fantastic.
Well, great. Just tell him what he said.
The ugliest car I've ever seen in my life.
This is
the ugliest car I've ever seen in my life.
Ferrari's first ever EV called the Ferrari Luce. And again, boy, is this car ugly. It looks hideous from the front, right? Wait till I show you what the rear looks like. Boom! What is this thing? Cannot believe Ferrari made a car and it looks like this. Like, for real, what is this? The rear almost looks creepy looking. And the interior is absolutely terrible as well. There is nothing good about this car. I mean, come on. What are we doing? And the worst part about this car is starting price is $640,000.
Never gonna sell.
$64,000. $640,000 for this piece of shit. Who is paying $640,000 for this car? And again, that is with no options at all. That is starting MSRP. That car was designed by John Ivey, the designer of the iPhone, which honestly makes a ton of sense because that car literally looks like an iPhone 5C with all the different colors that are coming out. I guess the only positive about that car is it's going to have 280 miles of range, 1,050 horsepower, and a 0 to 60 in 2.4 seconds.
Honestly, poor still
who cares when the car looks like this? I could have a 0 to 60 in 0.1 seconds, and I would still not buy this car or even consider buying this car. Come on, Ferrari. What are we doing here? I'm honestly scared to see how bad the depreciation is going to be on this car. I can see this car losing $200,000 the first year.
Here's just one article. It says he was the first person to ever make a Ferrari look faking gay.
Yeah.
Now, it says he's married, so I don't know if he's gay or not, but I'm not sure about that.
For anybody that actually can try to design a car like that and think it's a good thing, you sound real gay, bro.
Well,
like that's not it.
And I'm not sure if you wear a little hat or not. I'm not. You kind of.
Well, I can tell you what's going on.
Oh, yeah.
So back to the status of what's going on with this. So I'm clarifying. So you guys are wondering, well, this isn't the Health Master car show. This, again,
we should do a
great car show. This is about, again, the DEI woke agenda. This is about removing beauty. This is about removing personal identity.
That's what they did in Germany.
That's exactly right. This is about making everything just one big, massive blob is what it is. They don't want anybody to have culture identity, personal identity, exquisite taste, beauty, nothing. This is what they've done all around the world now. Tesla was the one that pioneered this. This is why every Tesla car looks exactly the same. They all look like crap. They look like a bubble that has no taste, no soul. Isn't that the point? They want everything to be soulless, to have no style, to not be exquisite, to have no uniqueness to it. Everything just looks like whatever that's supposed to be. And the crazy thing about this, I think that's part of it, is this woke agenda's got a hold of a Ferrari. They want to take away the identity of what this was. Because remember, a lot of people identify with cars. Everybody has something to identify with, whether it be a certain style, whether it be a car, whether it be a home. You have certain things that just, that's kind of how you identify with it. It's something that you like. That brings back the uniqueness of each individual. Remember, all of us are unique in the image of God Almighty. We all are different. We all have different styles. We all have different tastes. That's exactly right. They don't want people to have any identity with anything. And secondly, this is my second take on this. I personally think the shares were down 8% last time I saw. I think now they've dropped 10% already this morning since rolling this out. I personally think this is another twisted Volkswagen style where they're going to go in, they're going to crash the shares. As I personally think, company like BlackRock, Vanguard, or State Street are one of those equity firms going to come in and they're going to buy up Ferrari.
Same thing they did to Porsche.
Mm-hmm. Volkswagen. I mean, they fined Volkswagen $34 billion for their diesel engines polluting a little too much.
Which allowed them to go in and buy up all the stock equity.
Well, they had to go. What happened was Volkswagen had to go in and do a private equity loan to pay off the fine, if you guys remember that, and they've never been the same. They've been bought up since then, and now the brand's also gone downhill. This, what I personally think they're going to do a Ferrari, because nobody in their right mind can say this is a great idea for one of the most beautiful, exotic car brands in the entire world.
No, there will be. There will be people.
For $640,000?
No, but they won't buy it.
No, that's exactly right.
But they're going to tell you what a great idea.
You know, the keyboard warriors that talk about how amazing it is.
Well, you know, the thing about this is when you see something like this, after you hurl and vomit in the toilet,
then you go
rinse your face off and you go, okay, let me get back to normality here. Let me talk about something that's going to be beautiful again. That's exactly what they did in Berlin in the early 20s, 1920s, 100 years ago.
Yeah.
And when they came in with this Kabbalist Luciferian synagogue of Satan, they started saying all these beautiful Rembrandt. You know, all these beautiful paintings are junk. We got to do modern art.
Yeah.
The last time I went to Europe, there was a big statue somewhere. I forgot where it was. And it was, oh my God, it's worth millions of dollars. And it was a fork, big fork welded to a knife.
Yeah.
Okay.
They put trash in the shape of some type of obscure statue.
No, it was. And they say, oh, look up. What they do is they mess with your head.
That's exactly right.
They do the same thing with transgenders. They put somebody on a movie that you think's a girl, and she ain't a girl. She's a dude. Now, you don't know she's a dude. You think, oh, she's really hot. And you find out she's really a dude. So then you go run back to the toilet, and you throw up again. You go, ugh, this is horrible. Why are they doing this to us? It's all part of the inversion that they're doing in the latter days, which is what the Bible talks about, was good will be bad, will be bad will be good. It's all inverted. And it's all designed to mess up with your psyche. Say, well, the angels are good. The angels are bad. The aliens are good. The aliens are bad. And what they're doing is they're constantly causing problems with you psychologically.
That's exactly right.
So they get everybody on Xanax, everybody on Zoloft, everybody on fluoride. Largest country in the world that exports fluoride is... Oh, that's right, the little hat country. That would be Israel, by the way. And what's crazy about this, you look at it and you go, what is wrong with these people? Well, let me explain something to you. And a lot of people don't understand this. You know, when the ancient Canaanite religions got together after the flood with Noah, they decided they had to start sacrificing human beings. And what this evolved into was alchemy's first law of equivalent exchange. Now you say, well, Ted, you've never talked about this. I haven't. I've talked about it as far as lesser magic. I've talked about how they have to get permission from you in order to do things to you before they can get it done. Otherwise, what they consider the karma on the other side of the veil, according to the Zohar, is going to be unbelievably bad for them. Now, what the alchemy's first law of equivalent exchange means is that you don't get anything for nothing. You have to give something in advance. Remember when Thanos sacrificed Gamora in the Avengers Infinity War? You remember that, Austin?
Yes.
He took his daughter and threw her off the cliff and killed her. And they said, unless you give up what you love, you cannot have what you need here with this. So he took her and threw her off the cliff, killed her. That's what that whole movie was basically Kabbalist. It was that's who writes these movies. And what it was talking about alchemy's first law of equivalent exchange. And what they have to do is they have to issue now. And then they learned that if they give a blood sacrifice, that things go better for them. You think, well, what does that even mean? Well, they had crops coming due. So they would have sex in the ancient Canaanite religions. They'd have babies that were being born. And when the babies were being born, they would sacrifice them and give them up and sacrifice their blood. And the Israelites did this throughout the entire Old Testament. The Canaanites did this throughout the entire Old Testament. And they would sacrifice their children to Baal and the Moloch because they were trying to accommodate the alchemy's first law of equivalent exchange. Now, the Kabbalah went in and went into detail on how to do all of this stuff because it's basically a book of witchcraft, taking the ancient Canaanite religions, combining them with the ancient Egyptian religions, combining them with witchcraft in a how-to primer. This is where Kabbalah comes from. Is the book of the Zohar. And when you understand this, it starts to make more sense. You say, you mean there's a group of these people that practice it? Jeffrey Epstein had babies in the freezer.
Yeah.
They were killing. It's still happening. When they destroyed Dresden in February of 1945, they killed up to 500,000 people, according to some researchers. And it was a blood sacrifice by Winston Churchill, who was the Druid. He was involved in the same thing. And this is alchemy's first law of equivalent exchange. They wanted to win the war. They wanted to cripple Germany. They had to have a blood sacrifice. Now, these entities have always done this. They always take what God made to be good and to be right, and they pervert it. See, and this is what happened when we have communion with God, and Jesus said, take, drink, this is my blood, take, eat, this is my body. What he's saying to you is, hey, I'm going to be the Passover lamb for you, and I'm going to change your DNA back to the Father when you do this, and we're not going to do anything weird with this because you're not going to be killing people and drinking blood and eating babies. Well, they took it and twisted it. Now they have to kill people and drink blood and kill babies because they always invert what God has done. So that's why we have communion in our churches. It's not because we're trying to be weird. It's because we're allowing God to say, hey, look, your blood is an eternal sacrifice for us. If you're an omnipresent being, the blood on the mercy seat is just as fresh now as it was 2,000 years ago. And you're basically continuing to restore our DNA back to the Father through communion and through the sacrifice that you gave us on Calvary. The entities that crucified Christ, the same group that's doing this, the bad stuff, the Bible says if they had known what they were doing, they never would have crucified the Son of Glory because they had no idea that's what he was setting up. So his energy that comes from his blood changes us. That's why we do communion on a regular basis. And a lot of churches have stopped doing communion. They've taken the crosses down. They've taken the hymnals out. The pastor runs out there in a pair of pants or shorts or jeans. They got holes that are all ripped inside of them. He's got all kinds of weird things he talks about. Never talks about the patriarchs. He never talks about God. He never talks about, you know, the apostles. He just talks about what happened to him this past week when he got mad on I-4 and started yelling at another driver. And you think, well, what does that have to do with Christ? Nothing. But I don't mind personal stories being interjected. That's okay. But you've got to maintain the simplicity of the gospel. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Period. Done. He said he allowed him to be sacrificed to bring you back to the Father. These entities on the other side of the veil, they can't use the energy that God has on this planet. They have to be fed through human sacrifice. That's why they insist on this. And it goes on and on and on for thousands and thousands of years now. But remember, with God, a day is but 1,000 years. 1,000 years is but a day. So with him, it's only been going on for a few days. And since Christ was resurrected and taken back to heaven, it's only been a couple days for him. So he's letting it happen for a little bit to let us know that we're going to serve him and to worship him because that's what we're supposed to do. But reality is, guys, this alchemy's first law of equivalent exchange is what these alchemists use. It's what Sir Isaac Newton used. And it's what these people do with human sacrifice, just like they did in that movie, the Thanos, when he sacrificed Gamora. It was the law of equivalent exchange. So when you understand this, you understand why they do this. These people are inherently evil, because here's what they believe, the little hat people, you know, the ones that practice this Kabbalah stuff. They believe that if they sacrifice enough human beings with blood, like they're doing in Gaza or Lebanon right now, that they become as gods. You think, well, wait a minute. And then they start creating things themselves as far as the universe, because the blood sacrifice is so extreme. That's why they do this. You think, well, why would they be so crazy and perverse? It's part of their religion. It's what they believe. And that's why the Bible calls them the synagogue of Satan. They claim to be Jews, but they are not. And they also read this many times in the book of John. Jesus himself calls them out as the children of the devil.
Well, this is one of the reasons why.
And that's what this is about.
This is about, and no, this is, and this goes further, too, as far as what's going on with kids. What a lot of the media has done, and a lot of manufacturers have done, and a lot of companies done now, is they've tried to soften up, pacify, and pretty much faggotize the younger generation of males. I mean that. I'm using that term very specifically. They want to make them extremely soft,
docile,
and docile. You know, I was watching a documentary the other day on Predator, first Predator, out in the jungle fighting this alien. Right? That was the old '80s movies. And I'm not necessarily recommending movie for kids.
No, not for kids.
But they're talking about how all the guys in the movie on the set the whole time, they were trying to outwork out each other with Jesse Ventura, with Schwarzenegger and these guys. And they had these guys, they're bringing weights with them everywhere on set. And they're constantly getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning outworking each other. That mindset, just in general basis, of continual competing with your other friends, with your males, who can be stronger, who can be faster, who can do this, who can push each other. They want to extinguish that mindset. They don't want anybody having personal identity, taste, aggression, smarts, wisdom, personal connection with spirituality, with Christ. They want to remove all that, and they want to turn it into one giant blob. What they're doing with this car manufacturer now is they're wanting to make sure they want to go in, and they want to take that dream, that desire of vehicle identity from a younger generation now. When we were kids, you had the Ferrari F50. You had the Countach. You had these insanely unique cars.
And the Enzo.
The Enzo that we put on the wall, right? As a gold car, as a cool car. That doesn't exist anymore. They don't want that happening anymore. They want to make sure they go in and basically take everything from everyone and the thoughts of it. For example, give me camera four. This is the Ferrari F50. Mine camera four? This is the Ferrari F50. Crazy car. You had the Lamborghini Countach. You had these unique, identifiable cars. Now you have this Ferrari. And the reason why I'm bringing this home is because I'm going in and showing everyone the style of what they're trying to remove. There's no personal style. There's no personal taste or uniqueness anymore. Oh, you're bringing everything over. Well, the McLaren F1. My old cars are in here. This is Saline S7. Supercharged V8. This is McLaren F1. This is V12. This is a Carrera 4S. I think this is the 3.8 liter flat six. It's funny, I know all this stuff. You brought the cars over.
Well, I want to show them. But we collect these things.
But again, it's the uniqueness of these. And I had all these toy cars. We found those on the top over there. So what happened is, this is some type of style. Look at this.
Gorgeous, man.
Saline S7. You've got the McLaren. This.
Beautiful cars.
This ain't that.
No.
This is what they want to remove. They want to take away that genuine identity from younger children. And they're doing it with everything. They're doing it with cars now. They're doing it with these unbelievably perverted Netflix films. I mean, they've got openly transgender cartoon figures now. Cartoon characters.
Well, I killed Netflix years ago. I mean,
yeah.
There was a great show on there. It was about, you know, Thor, the God of Thunder, right?
Yeah.
I mean, by the third or fourth episode, it turned into the giant gay slop.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wait a minute. You think, well, you can't talk about gays. Look, I don't care if you're gay. I don't care. I don't care what your personal preferences are for sexual identity. I could give a rip. I don't care. But when you try to force it on my grandchildren, you force it on my children, and you try to engage them by showing them this filth, I care about that. Now you got my attention. I remember Mancow said to me one time, he goes, it's not that they want you to think it's okay to be gay. They want you to endorse it and to say how great it is. And I said, and that's not something I'm going to do. I'm never going to do that. You say, well, you're just old school. I had a guy send me a link the other day. You know, he goes, you're just a baby boomer. And I immediately blocked and deleted him. I said, we're done now. We're not going to talk about this anymore. You're not going to insult me because I don't believe there's anything wrong with me and a baby boomer, and you're not going to act like this towards me.
Yeah, this is a crazy car, bro. But clear enough one. This set the stage for insane race aspects. I mean, the center seat, you had a seat on each side. So it was the fastest top speed vehicle in the world when it came out.
And you wondered. These are in our studio, by the way. Because remember, this wasn't always a studio. This was the... This was
man cave, pretty much.
It was a man cave.
Yeah,
well, the home theater room. We've got a pool table right behind us. And so there were a lot more of these up here, but Austin scarfed them.
They were cool, though.
But they were Austin. They are Austin's cars.
But they were. They had a different, unique identity.
I bought all these at Sam's.
Remember that?
About 30 years ago, because they used to sell these. They don't sell them at Sam's anymore.
You can't buy these anymore?
No.
I can't even. I try to look for these 100. These full, hard die-cast ones, if you do find them, they're custom, like on eBay, like $200,
$300. Oh, yeah.
I mean, back in the day, you could just buy them off the thing.
They were like $15-$20.
No.
You know, and I've got...
This is what they want to sell you now. This, whatever this was.
And remember what they did in Berlin. They turned Berlin into a cesspool.
Yeah, they did.
They had sex with animals on stage. I mean, unbelievable sick stuff. Because the Kabbalist, Luciferian, synagogue of Satan that practices from the Zohar and believes that this alchemy's first law of equivalent exchange, they run everything. So in order to have what they want, they've got to destroy everything because you got to give something to get something. Look, they want their God to come in and rule our planet.
Look at the modern architecture now.
Oh, it's disgusting.
Even with custom homes.
Well, that's why they had to destroy Dresden. Uh-huh. It was the Baroque capital of the world, the most beautiful city probably in Europe, and they had to come in and carpet bomb it and completely burn it out. There's a little remnant of it left. You can still see some of the buildings that weren't destroyed, and it is gorgeous.
Anything? There are remnants even all throughout Europe, some of the old cathedrals that are there.
But no, this was the Baroque capital of the world.
Yeah.
It was gorgeous, and the sad part about it, it's all gone.
It's all gone.
And now they put up this stuff, you know, these square block buildings, you know, and they say, oh, these are beautiful. No, they're hideous. And that's what you see in our neighborhoods now.
No, it is.
You don't see beautiful homes. And I told them, why can't we just have half-acre estate homes? Why do you have to put this crap up?
Yeah.
Well, because they maximize profit. Yep. And they change your psyche. Oh, look, my Cracker Box is gorgeous. Okay.
My Cracker Box looks like just like your Cracker Box. There's only three models in the entire neighborhood. They do 1, 2, 3, model 1, 2, 3, model 1, 2, 3.
But what does that do? That allows you to identify with the masses.
Yep.
They don't want you to identify with
again,
the masses.
Again, no more identity. Because remember what happens to you when you have identity? You have value, and you have basically you value your ownership of what you have. You have something that you're proud of. You have pride of ownership. Remember what Schwab said? 2030, you'll own nothing and you'll love it.
You'll be happy.
You'll be happy. They want everybody to have that identity. So that's stay away from it. Choose your own identity. Choose your own path. Don't let these clowns try to tell you what you need to like, what you're supposed to like, and all this new weird, sick, stupid-looking architecture that comes out now. I mean, a lot of these modern homes I've seen, some of these really nice ones, you look at the thing on it, like, everything's just white and black. It's white and black. White marble. Black countertops. White this. White that. And again, get me wrong. I get the white-black style. I like some of it in
temporary
some cases. But when you have this whole style where you've got these houses and there's nothing to them, there's no style. It's just, let's see how cool we can make it, how big we can make it with no identity.
You got a funny story.
I got a great story after that, too.
It's a dating story.
Gosh.
I know. I apologize. I know some of you love the dating story.
I'm on cars today, so I'll hand you this one.
Well, no. Have a date. They come by the house. They're on the back porch, and they go, the first date, I don't like the color of the back porch. You need to paint this.
That's kind of rude to say to somebody when you come to their house.
I don't like the kitchen. You need to tear all the cabinets out. And so I looked at her. I thought, this is really interesting. And
my question would be, well, are you paying for my remodel?
That's what I said. That's what I said. I said, I tell you what, if you don't like the color, you hire a painter. You get the paint. I'll just pick what you want. And you pay for the paint. You pay for the remodel. You pay for the paint. Except for the kitchen cabinets. We're not touching them. But if you want to paint the house, I'm okay with that. Let's do it. Silence.
Yeah.
Well, because everybody wants to run their mouth. It's like this. Perfect example. Somebody says, you know, I can run an 8-flat, 100-meter dash. That's a lie. And you say, okay, great. I'm happy for you. I don't argue with them. I'm like, okay, let's run out of the track. And I've done this. I've gone as far as doing this. I tell you what. I'm going to get the stopwatch.
Yeah.
I'm going to have a little starting gun. And we hit 8-flat.
Let's put a little wager on it.
No, I'm going to give you $1,000. What do you mean? I'm going to give you $1,000. What do you mean? Am I not clear? You can run an 8-flat, 100-meter dash. That's like a world record. I said, I'm excited. I want to see this. I'm going to pay you $1,000. Well, you know, I pulled a hamstring.
Yeah.
Oh, my knee hurts. Oh, my calf has been cramping. Oh, I don't have enough water. And all of a sudden, the excuses start. You see it. it all the time. You need to repaint the back porch. Okay, go ahead and paint it.
Well, no, that's the thing. The only people that are going to like this gay Ferrari are the people that don't even buy it. Because they're driving around in a $30,000 Tesla that's probably worth $5,000. Now they're saying this car's beautiful. It's amazing. Nobody with any self-respect is going to buy that car for $640,000.
Well, they haven't started making it. Now, here's the thing. They haven't started making it yet. But now in Ferrari's defense, and I'm not defending them, but I'm saying in their defense, I'm doing what Fitzgerald said. I'm trying to look at this from both sides of the angle. They've probably spent 10 years in developing this. They probably have hundreds of millions of dollars developing this piece of crap.
They might, yeah.
You know? And so what they're saying is, we've got to copy. We've got to get back some of this R&D expense. And there'll be enough stupid people who love Ferrari. They're going to buy this. Maybe we can make back $20 or $30 or $40 million. So we're going to put it in production. We've already ordered the parts for this thing. We're stuck with the parts. We're stuck with the car. We're stuck with the design. We're stuck with everything. This is exactly what happened to Volkswagen.
Yeah.
Volkswagen had 10 years in advance. They're going all electric. And all of a sudden, all Porsche are going to do the same thing. All electric. All of a sudden, all this blowback. You buy the Taycan for $230,000. 1 year later, it's worth $70,000. Everybody's going, what the heck did I just get into? I just lost $130,000 in a year. You know, this is a nightmare.
That's what Jacob said. He goes, I'm generally scared to see what the depreciation is going to be on this car.
Yeah. Well, if they sell any of them,
yeah,
Austin,
if they sell them.
Now,
yeah.
If they only sell 10 or 12.
Now, that's true. If they do a limited run where we're going to do 100 production run,
it might hold the value, but I still doubt that.
Hard.
Especially when the batteries go out, and now you got to spend $400,000 for the batteries. Oh, by the way, we got to change topics. Candace Owens is now brawling with the rabid Laura Loomer over wild accusations about the Hunter Biden interview. And I have to say, on this one, Candace kind of took a dump on herself, excuse my vernacular. She should have kept Hunter Biden off her show.
Yeah.
This guy is the one with the laptop with all the perverted stuff on it, with all the garbage in it. And that's somebody that you really don't want. Now you think, well, he's repented. He's not the same guy anymore. Okay, great. But, you know, he was like that. And should we really allow him to be on with Candace Owens, who now is thinking about, and people are saying, that she may be eyeing the presidency in 2028. Now, let's see if she does that or not. Owens' interview with Biden on Thursday was surprising to many after a history of comments attacking the former president's son. The sit-down was shocking, with Biden repeatedly praising Owens while Owens apologized for past attacks on Hunter Biden. Loomer, who had previously come to blows with Owens, claimed on Monday that she believed the podcast was cozying up to the Biden family to gain support for her upcoming motion to dismiss a high-profile defamation lawsuit against Owens by the French president, because she said that Bridget Macron was a dude.
Now, we still haven't heard any proof or evidence that she's not.
Okay, now I'm going to say something. This is going to sound awful. I don't mean this bad, but this is going to sound awful. You say, I can't believe you said that, Ted. If Bridget Macron is not a dude, she's missing out on a wonderful opportunity. One ugly woman. But I mean that, of course, I'm tongue in cheek. But the craziest is, you know, Loomer lists several reasons she believed Hunter Biden podcast appearance was related to the lawsuit, right? Was related to the lawsuit. So, but I'm not going to read this. I'm going to post this article. You read it yourself. But Candace Owens, you know, she said basically that the boys with the little hats, they love to sue everybody.
They do.
When all else fails, remember I've talked to you about that. Well, that's what Roy Cohen taught about Donald Trump. When all else fails, you go to the legal system and you destroy them with legal fees. Remember what Roger Stone told me this. Roger Stone, you know who Roger Stone is. He got the pardon. I was having dinner one night with him and Mancow. They're friends. And he told me that when the Justice Department came after him, they put 600 attorneys against him on his case. He said he was bankrupt within months. He couldn't afford it. He couldn't hire enough attorneys at $300-$500 an hour to combat all the things they were filing against him. And he was done, bankrupt. And then they show up at his house at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Well, that's the biggest thing. I called it out.
They called CNN up.
You know this. CNN, for the first time in history, has a front row seat with the FBI SWAT team. This is basically the direct action team that breaches his house. Nobody allows press to be on basically direct action.
Well, he's a feeble dude, and he's got a wife with cancer. Why did he just knock on the stinking door?
It's against protocol with SWAT. They can't have civilians enthralled with a doggone SWAT team that's breaching with journalists. Now, they can be on a perimeter watching it. They literally had CNN with their cameras at his front door after they did the breach. Nobody does that. That's as soon as they did that, I said, I remember when I saw the video, I said, He's done. I said they're coming after him with everything.
The lying to Congress.
4 a.m. No knock FBI SWAT raid, and CNN has the active front row seat with the journalist at the breaching. No, it doesn't happen.
Do you have another story?
I did. I want to cover this, guys. Somebody sent me a question on it, and I wanted to reiterate it. On the prostate supports on Product of the Week, it has a product called Pygium in it. Now, it's a product that a lot of people don't use because it's very expensive. It's an African bark extract. Here it is at the bottom here. Pygium extract, 2.5%. This is an enormously important product in a prostate support formula. This is a research study that came out. It says it's a supplement that reduces symptoms of enlarged prostate or benign prostate hyperplasia. This is a research study. This is PubMed. Pygium regulates prostate cancer in vitro and in vivo. This is wild.
That's a big statement.
This is a big statement. This is not me claiming it. This is on PubMed, basically peer-reviewed journal. They came on this clinical trial. They said prostate cancer is an important public health problem. It is an excellent candidate disease for chemo prevention because prostate cancer is typically slow-growing and usually diagnosed in elderly males. Pygium, the African plum tree found in tropical Africa, has an extract that's been used in Europe as a prevention and treatment for prostate disorders basically for years. Conclusion, this one will come out, and I'll post it. You guys can read the whole thing if you want. Pygium, which is widely used in Europe and U.S., for treatment, has a significant role in the regulation of prostate cancer, both in vitro and in vivo, and therefore may be useful supplement for people at high risk of developing prostate cancer.
Yeah, now, I've got to say something.
Okay.
Okay, I use this product every day.
Yes, yeah, so do I.
Every day. And you think, well, why? I don't have to say why, because I want to maintain a healthy prostate.
I think this research study for males points out why.
I don't have to give you the cliff notes on this. It's just, you know, I want to have a healthy prostate. I like to be able to get up in the morning, use the bathroom, not get up 10 times a night and use it. And so, I don't have to do that. My prostate, God, it's terrible talking about my prostate on the air. It's doing great.
Well, no, it's because this ingredient has to be a high quality extract used. It has to be involved in
I take four of these a day. Yeah. Now, what I also do, and also not talking about, is I take black seed oil. Now, I told you this before, I got a shot glass. You think? I had it this morning.
You have it in capsules, too, if you guys can't handle the liquid.
But that's an ounce. And a shot, that's an ounce, right?
Yeah.
So I pour an ounce of it.
This is his protocol. We're not telling you to take an ounce of black seed oil.
No, you can do what you want to do. I'm just telling you what I do. I have a healthy prostate. Do what you want to do. I take a shot of that in the mornings with my prostate supplement, and I chase it with it. Yesterday I went to Aldi's, and I got some organic juices. They're so much cheaper there than they are at Publix. It's ridiculous.
Aldi's is great, man. Their egg prices are great, too.
Oh, yeah. I got some eggs there yesterday, too, to compare.
And they probably weren't all broke, either.
They weren't broke, but they weren't really any better. The yolks weren't any darker. The way you tell a really good egg, it's not yellow. It's like a dark orange. In Europe, like, they're all dark oranges.
Like dark orange.
I mean, dark orange. But I bought it just to see what color the yolks were. But what's funny thing about it is I take that prostate stuff every morning along with a shot of black seed oil in the morning and a shot of black seed oil at night. Now you think, I'm not going to do that. Okay, don't. I'm not telling you to do anything. I'm just telling you what I do. And I have to, when I chase it with the juice, so I don't taste it. It's so nasty. But it's part of the protocol that I use. Speaking about another protocol. This is going to be a kind of a rough segue, but we go there. There is an alarming rise of schoolboys making AI girlfriends.
Know what I just talked about?
It's inversion.
The younger generation taking all goals away.
I said this to you guys about 8 years ago, 10 years ago now. We've been doing the show for a long time. You know, we have almost 3,000 episodes in the can. And I said to you guys, they have these, how should I say this? They have these... There's no other way to say it. They have these sex dolls out of China. And I'm not promoting sex dolls out of China, right? And they're for guys that are lonely or whatever, lost or whatever, and they don't know what to do with their lives. And they look very, very real. Now, I'm telling you what's going to happen. Eventually, these sex dolls out of China are going to be programmed with AI, and they're going to talk and walk and run around.
That's exactly right.
Now, you think, I told you they were going to do this. Now they're starting to do that. I told you that 10 years ago. Oh, no, it's not as much a perversion.
Remember.
I didn't say it wasn't perversion. I'm saying what they're doing. They want to stop the population.
Remember,
it's all version.
This AI data center is multifaceted. Mm-hmm. Anything that operates with AI system is going to be running off these AI data center cloud platforms. They have to have the computing power to operate
everything.
An enormous amount of items on AI.
Now I'm going to say something. This is going to be a little joke here. Okay, everybody knows Rosie O'Donnell.
They're not going to make a doll look like
No, listen to me. Listen to me. Okay? Hey? Now, you got to show me. You know, she's screaming and yelling and cussing all the time and got all these horrible things to say. She hates men. She's a lesbian. Hardcore butch dyke lesbian, right? And so so a guy basically starts dating his wife and she ends up looking like and acting like Rosie O'Donnell. Okay? And all she do is scream and yell and cuss at him all the time and tell him how horrible he is. Well, then all of a sudden somebody sends him a little thing online, says, get an AI, you know, surrogate, you know, girlfriend from China. You won't be committing adultery. It's an inanimate object. And all of a sudden,
is it not?
No, listen to me. So the guy's looking at it and he goes, I can do Rosie over here and say hi to her and talk, have breakfast with her all the time, have fun with her and take her out and have her screaming, yelling, cuss at me all the time. Or I can have somebody who looks like, let's say, Farrah Fawcett when she was young and still alive and gorgeous, talking to me and really being nice all the time. That's going to be a hard choice. You think, no, it won't. AI is basically taking over young schoolboys, making girlfriends with AI. Now, you tell me what the next step is. Yeah. They have come in with cultural Marxism, and they have destroyed the majority of women and men in this country. It's not just linked to women.
Even the young teenage girls, though, now. And the young teenage boys. I mean, look what they're doing.
And I'm going to say one other thing for you guys that are dating, and this is really, really important that you understand this. This whole thing now with women being underemployed or overemployed or whatever, or being out of money, and same thing with men, the AI and all these different things that are on these algorithms now on these dating sites, I don't care which one you're looking at, they are there a lot of times in order to entrap you or to steal your money or to get access to your bank account and stuff. That's all they're there for. They're not even real people. They're AI bots. Now, I told you last year I talked to a girl who was AI. She was glitchy when I was talking to her. I thought she was supposed to be real. She's not real. Be very, very careful. I'm going to say one other thing to you for guys. Listen to me. If you say to if you meet somebody online and say, well, I want to bring a girlfriend with me so I'll feel more secure. The response is this. No. Now, let me tell you why. I talked to my attorney about this last night. Here's the problem that you run into. If you have somebody who basically brings a friend with them, that's a witness.
That's exactly right.
Now, listen to me. You think, well, I can't believe you're covering this on the show today.
No, listen. He's not wrong about this.
Now, listen.
I had another attorney tell my friend the same thing about this.
So here's the problem that you have. Okay, we're going to go in the back room. Okay, now you're just going to the back room to talk to her. You're going to watch a TV show, whatever. But her friend's with her. Now, all of a sudden, everybody starts screaming. And they yell, huh, you assaulted me.
There you go.
I got a witness.
There you go.
And you go, I didn't do anything. I've been watching a movie with you. No, you know what you did. I want money. You got to PayPal me. You got to give me $10,000 or I'm calling the police right now.
File the charges, yeah.
And by the way, she's got a witness.
Yep.
So even if they don't get it convicted, it's going to be a nightmare to go through. You be really, really careful. So they want to bring friends with them. No. You meet them in a public place. You don't walk them from their car. You meet them in the public restaurant. And if they're really a nightmare, you let them walk back to the car by themselves. You don't deal with them. And you get out of there as quick as you can. So you have witnesses the whole time. You think, well, you don't have to be that careful when you go on a date. The heck you don't.
There's a lot of scammers out there nowadays.
And just be really, 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 really careful, guys. And women, the same thing. If you're an elderly woman, you know, you're over the age of 50, you think, well, that's elderly. Well, yeah, I'm over 52, right? If you do all of this stuff, I can say that because I'm about my age now, okay? there'll be guys out there, if you've got a husband who died, they're going to want to poach you. Yeah. Now, you think, what does that mean? They're going to come into your life before your husband dies or immediately after your husband dies because they're going to find out from the obituaries that your husband died. Then they'll run a background check, which is very easy to do on you, and they'll find you have a home that's paid for. Oh, they wouldn't do that. Oh, God, listen to me. They do it all the time.
They'll run a background check and see what his net worth was. What LLCs he owned.
No, this is an industry now.
Well, see, this happened in Daytona Beach not that long ago. I covered this story. Guy ended up getting divorced, super wealthy still, meets a girl at a restaurant. I don't have the article in front of you. You can read them. I was told personally about this and I read the article. Guy goes out with his girl. They're having fun at this restaurant, this bar. She's like, hey, let's go back to your place. He had a beach house. They head back to the beach house. Her boyfriend follows them. Her boyfriend shows up right behind them at his beach house. Pistol whips the dude, steals his watch, steals his wallet, steals a bunch of stuff, and him and his girlfriend run off with the guy he thought he was going back with his girlfriend and his girl. And they both got arrested.
I had the same thing happen to a friend of mine. You know who he is. I won't mention his name. He's a painter. He used to work for me. He's a professional boxer, by the way. He was with Golden Gloves, right? And he ended up basically walked into the girl's house. There were three guys behind the door. They pistol whipped him, stole everything that he had. That happened to him. I know him personally. You know, I could give you his name, but I'm not going to. Great painter, by the way. And the crazy part about it is he didn't know what to do because he thought it was legit. And this happens all the time. Public place. You don't give them any personal information, and they better not know your last name. You make sure you use an alias. Don't you give anybody your last name. Don't you tell them where you live. Don't give them any, because they will do a full background protocol on you, period.
It takes 5 seconds.
It takes 5 seconds.
You know, it takes 5 seconds, dude. And, you know, it's not hard.
Yeah, just be really, really, really careful. I'm giving you advice that a lot of it I've not experienced personally, but a lot of them I've also been very, very careful with. So just, you think, well, how do you know all this stuff? Because my wife died almost 5 years ago now, and I've been dealing with this crap. Well, I don't like being where I am. I'd rather be married. But the point is, if I'm thrust into this mess, I'm going to warn you guys about the pitfalls
well,
of it.
No, and on top of that, him and I both have connections and people we know all across the entire globe. People constantly contact us, people that we know, that people are involved. I told you I got defense contractors. I know people contact me all the time, tell me certain things that are going on, certain things that occur. So a lot of stuff I'm telling you guys from not just personal experience, from experience of other people, to give people a heads up on stuff, because be careful. AI is going to get worse. Next, you're going to start seeing on a lot of these dating sites that AIs aren't going to glitch. You're going to have people, they're going to FaceTime you. They're going to look 100% factually real. Everything's going to be accurate on them. These AI data centers are not doing anything positive for society.
They're in a fake reality.
They're going to come in to bring in a fake reality to corrupt and subvert everything.
As the Bible said, as the days as it was in Noah, when everything was evil all the time, that's when Jesus said he'll come back. So this is going to be a mess.
I want to cover this now because this is wild. We talked about it. It was a huge breakthrough court proceeding that basically the judge ruled against fluoride. Because the EPA and their insanity, that they were still saying this stuff was okay. Federal court now strikes down the Florida ruling on a technicality.
They struck, so we have fluoride back in our water again?
Struck it down. They struck it down. Stinking boys that love free air.
I guarantee you this boy was paid by the little boys with the free hats.
No, so what happened was a federal appeals court has vacated the landmark decision that found fluoridated drinking water posed an unreasonable risk to children. The court sent the case back to the district judge and ordered him to ignore any evidence uncovered after 2020. I told you guys about this. Attorney Michael Connett told the defender the court instructed the judge to basically travel back to, to travel back to time to 2020 and make the ruling based on stale factual record. So what happened was this went through the U.S. Circuit Court and the judge back in COVID said we're pausing the court proceedings because of COVID. And secondly, there was a really landmark case that was about to be finalized that was showing there was unreasonable risk of fluoride in drinking water to children that it lowered their IQ. So the judge paused the court proceeding. Didn't stop it, paused it. The entire study came out. It was admitted as evidence. The judge looked at it, went through it, and ruled this is unbelievably dangerous. There's no reason fluoride needs to be in the water because of this. And essentially, he ruled that fluoride, federally recommended, is an unreasonable risk to children and ordered the EPA to regulate it as an unnecessary toxin in the water supply. EPA has pitched a fit about it. Because remember, the EPA is run by all the boys that love their free air. They don't do anything productive. They fined Volkswagen for $34 billion for a diesel engine for cheating. But they've okayed mega data centers in Utah to have 320 3.25 megawatt generators that burn, 350 gallons of diesel per hour per generator? That's okay. But, man, don't you delete your pickup truck. They'll come after you for that one. So anyways, this new Ninth Circuit Court panel has said that the court violated the principle because they waited for that landmark study to be released. Go back before the landmark study and rule that fluoride is not an unreasonable risk.
Israel's number one exporter of fluoride in the world.
Boom. Just about to call it. It's Israel and then it's China, the top two exporters of hydrofluoric acid in the entire world.
Now, I'm going to go somewhere I don't normally go. This is important that you understand this. Fluoride calcifies the pineal gland. Now, I talked about the pineal gland about 12 years ago and got just slammed. I'm not talking about new age weird stuff here. I'm talking about it being critically important for the production of melatonin, which lets you sleep at night, which gives you restful sleep and REM sleep and all the rest. It helps you maintain a natural circadian rhythm, helps to maintain body fat, the low levels down. It helps to regulate your entire body, including hormones, but you have fluoride because it is a hormone. So here's the problem that you have. You have a company now, or country, promoting the use of fluoride that they don't give to their own people. because it calcifies the pineal gland. Now, a lot of people who go from an esoteric standpoint, they say it gives you more insight into what's really going on in the world, and you get to see things differently. Now, whether that's true or not, I don't know. All I know is this. I've been drinking distilled water for 40 years, and everything they tell me, I think, is a lie. That's how the non-fluorinated my pineal gland is. Well,
this is the first government publication.
Turns the pineal gland into stone, by the way. Right, cards calcifies it.
National Toxicology Program. This is 2.5 years ago when it finally got released. They tried to block this and basically say it was nationally protected. You couldn't release this information after like 3 freedom of information at request and then a court subpoena. This thing finally got released back years ago. And it published a controversial report linking fluoride exposure to neurotoxic effects in children, the first government publication to show that fluoride has an unnecessary risk, that high levels of fluoride exposure in drinking water are consistently linked to lower IQ points in children, end quote. It wasn't like, maybe, kind of, sort of. It was, no, this is definitive now. We've done the research over decades. This stuff is a neurotoxin. Here's the proof in it. This is why you should not use it.
Well, and think about it. It's in the brain, so it could affect abstract reasoning centers and also fluid reasoning centers.
There you go. You're just lowering IQ points. No, it's way beyond that.
Well, I mean, think about it. You know, let me give you an example. Let's say we put dominoes on this table here, right? Give me the center camera, Richard. We have dominoes on this table, and we have like 500 dominoes, and they're in a little circle, and at the end there's a big rat trap that pops, right? And on the rat trap that pops, there's a firecracker, right? Or let's make an M80, so it's going to really have a bomb bang. An old one, right? There's one like a quarter stick of dynamite M80, right? The ones you don't want, blow your hand off. It's all of a sudden you light the first firecracker, you push the first domino over. Now you've got about 10 seconds before the M80 pops,
right?
But now when you have fluid reason, you go, well, as soon as I push this, I need to go take cover.
Yeah.
This got shrapnel all over the place. I better have some goggles on. I better get prepared for this. I got to realize what's fixing to happen. If I don't take my prostate support problem and perform, I probably will have prostate issues when I'm 50 years old or 30 years old. I see it as low as 20 years old. Oh, well, that doesn't seem possible. I'm letting you know. If I don't eat clean, I'm probably going to have heart disease, diabetes, or cancer later on in life. Oh, I can't see that. I can't see the fluid reasoning of that. Oh, if we decide to bomb Lebanon and destroy the entire country so we have a greater Israel program, it's okay because it's a blood sacrifice. What are they talking about? Oh, over 70 Hezbollah sites have now struck in Lebanon again as Netanyahu orders the IDF to intensify the blows in Lebanon. That just happened. So you say, well, they won't do that. Well, they got to have more blood. Remember the law of exchange. They got to kill more things to get what they want. You know, Thanos has to sacrifice more Gamoras. We're the Gamoras, and they're throwing us over the edge.
But they're our greatest allies.
Yeah, no. I got to read you this. This is going to blow your... Oh, God, I hope I didn't delete it. I had this lady who's a great lady. She's really, really great. I mean, I really like her. Her and her husband, I've known her for...
We'll pull that up real quick, and I'm going to close this out. So basically, long story short, they are going to start pushing fluoride in the water supply again. They're going to try to overrule basically the state rules now. Remember, Florida has banned fluoride from drinking water supply. Now, this becoming from a federal court, they're going to try to rule this down, say from a national safety level, fluoride needs to be added back to the water supply. Make sure your water's getting purified. Use our distillers to reverse osmosis. And please, for the love of everything pure, do not use fluoride toothpaste. There is not a single useful purpose to putting fluoride in your mouth or your teeth. It doesn't stop cavities, guys.
It doesn't do anything.
Do the research on it. It has nothing to do with cavity prevention.
Lowers your IQ.
Look up dental fluorosis. If you get a little too much fluoride, your teeth become brittle and fall apart. But it's for your safety, preventing cavities.
Well, so this dropped the IQ of the young children because they swallow the toothpaste.
They tort the entire study to get it released in the
50s. I put that article out by UNS a week ago, 2 weeks ago, about who Donald Trump is. Now, I've had so many people contact me, greatest article I've ever read about who Donald Trump really is. So I sent it to this person. We're going to call them, you know, Eleazar. That's the wrong name, but I'm just using that because, whatever. And now Eleazar has had too much fluoride. Or too much of something, right? She had too much bad teaching from the pulpit. I don't know. So she quotes me the verse out of the Bible that says, well, I'll read it to you. It's a good verse. It says basically, therefore, that first in all supplication and prayers, intercessions, and thanksgiving be made for all men. For kings, for all that we are in authority, we may lead a quiet and peaceful life in godliness and honesty. For this is good and God acceptable. Now, so what she's saying is we're supposed to pray for all of our kings. and supposed to accept everything they do. Now, let me explain something to you. In the Old Testament, you know, when this was going on, when this book was written, if you stood against the ruling powers, they just took you out and they hung you. You didn't get a trial. You weren't in a republic. And let me say something else. When King George was doing what he was doing to the colonists here in the United States and basically having all the crazy things that he was doing, he was a complete loon. You know, our colonists, they said, you know what? We don't want to be your peasant any longer. We don't want to be like this. We don't want this system in the United States. We're going to say no to you in 1776. And they did. Now, this lady here is saying no matter what a president does, no matter how they act, no matter what they do, you can't criticize them. Now, I'm going to say this. I think you need to pray for them. I do. I really believe. I think you should pray for Trump, that his eyes be open, that he sees the truth of what he's doing. Now, whether it'll work or not, I don't know. But we can try. But that doesn't mean we can't criticize what he does. That's the First Amendment. But here's what she said. Sorry, Ted. With exclamation point. No, let me read it with the explanation present. Expirations. Sorry, Ted. I love my president. Double exclamation point. Very much. No, this is how she wrote.
Wow, dude.
And I pray earnestly for him, his family, and his administration often, as the word of God has commanded me to do, 1 Timothy 2. God didn't call me to judge my leaders, but he did instruct me to pray for them. Exclamation points. And on the day of accountability, I will have to give an account for obeying his instructions that he has given me in his word. Hope you have a great day.
That's a lot of exclamation points, dude.
Well, no. I showed you all exclamation points. And with the crazy part about it is, as I sit there and I read that, I go, man, she's been doing the fluoride too much. We're her fluid reason. I'm not saying that we should, you know, pray curses over Donald Trump. You know, I tell you the same thing about Hillary Clinton. I don't believe in imprecatory prayers. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is that we need to be informed consumers and conformed people who vote. Not that it makes any difference anymore since they've hacked the election system, but we need to be able to say what we want to say. That's our First
That's
Amendment
the First
right.
Amendment. You got to call a garden of weeds a garden of weeds. If that was her basis of it, then why did Jesus, which the Pharisees, by the way, they were the moneylenders and the bankers back then, and John chapter 8, Jesus calls the Pharisees out, and he says, you are the synagogue of Satan.
And the Pharisees were the ruler of the Jews. They answered only to Roman authority.
That's my point. That's what I'm getting at. He didn't sit there and go, I know Lucifer is your father, but I'm just going to pray for you guys. He said, no, you guys are basically sons of the devil. All you do is speak lies. That's why you're calling me a demon-possessed sorcerer, because you speak your father's native language, lies. And they tried to stone him, and he basically skirted out of there. He didn't sit there and go, well, I'm going to support you guys whatever you decide to do.
Okay, let's stop for 1 second. That's exactly what happened.
Exactly what happened.
But it's a little different than that, okay?
Well, I mean, that's a little short synopsis.
Let me say something to you. Jesus, at this point in time, knew exactly who he was. He created the heavens and the earth. He could call down, you know, a bunch of leaders. He could call 50,000 angels anytime he wanted. Okay, so these people, when they came to arrest him, they fell backwards. They were, like, scared out of their minds. They knew who he was. They knew his power. They knew his authority. And greater is he who lives in you than he lives in the earth. We're not born of spirit of timidity, but of power, love, and of a sound mind. So when Jesus was there, and he said, I don't think I'm going to let you stone me today, they were scared out of their minds. He just walked through the crowd. Nobody touched him.
Because they actually kind of froze up.
Well, because they knew that he's the same person. They didn't know what he was, that was raising people from the dead.
And then he proceeded to braid a whip and flip the tables and throw cash and coins everywhere.
So you remember, he had tremendous power with authority, but he had meekness because he knew that his time had not yet come. He knew what he had to do. He knew he had to shed his blood to become an eternal sacrifice for our sins. He willingly went to the cross. He did not have to do that. He could have said while he was hanging on the cross, he goes, you know, this is a bad day. I'm getting down now. And he could have just looked around, he'd have popped off the cross, and he'd killed every single Roman, you know, on the entire planet and said, I've had enough of this mess. He didn't do that because he knew that the scripture had to be fulfilled. God asked him, you know, he asked God several times, is there another way we can do this? Is there another way we can do this? Can you take this cup from me? God says, nah, it's the only way we can do it. Because he understood the law of covenant. He understood the law of blood. He understood all of that stuff. And see what the inverted weirdos have done. They take that same law of blood of what Jesus did, and they want to kill children and drink their blood and all the sick stuff that they're involved in. Why? They take what God created with Jesus on the blood covenant to be inverted. Again, they invert everything.
Everything. What has beauty, what has style, what has identity, what has uniqueness to it, they want to dissolve all of that. They want no personal identity. They want no uniqueness.
No.
They know that we're all made made in the image of God.
And they hate God.
And that's why how I tied it with the thing with Ferrari today. Ferrari has nothing to do with spirituality or anything. What I'm talking about is they're taking that style of uniqueness, of identity, of things that were cool, that were wild, that were unique, and they're saying, we don't want any of that. We want everything to be one giant blob of nothing. No soul, no uniqueness, nothing. Everybody needs to be on the exact same playing field. Why does they do that? They want everything to be blah because they don't want anybody to have an identity with Christ that's unique.
But they don't want the playing field to be level.
No. No, they want the peasants to be
all. No, that's exactly right. Yeah. They consider themselves to be elevated to a godlike status by all this blood sacrifice they're doing. They think they're God. They're creating their own God with Israel. They're wanting Israel to become God. That's what the inversion is of the Kabbalah. You think, well, you're slamming Israel again. I'm not slamming anybody. Is it wrong just to tell the truth about what they're doing? See, that's the problem. They hide behind the Holocaust. Every time you say something, it's, oh, you're an anti-Semite. No, I'm not. This is a synagogue of Satan we're talking about now. This is Jeffrey Epstein. This is babies in freezers. This is some sick crap. And if we don't call it out because we're scared of some label they're going to stick on us, then we got a problem. Then we're not standing with the word.
Tucker Carlson did a great interview the other day with some legislator. I forgot the guy's name. I'm going to give me credence for the Israeli, one of the ministers. And he asked him a question. He goes, is it wrong for America to not want to support giving everybody, including you, money, more munitions to go fight wars that we don't want to be in? And he goes, well, Tucker Carlson, isn't it anti-Semitic to put more conspiracy theory tropes there out there like that we would actually do something? He's like, this isn't conspiracy theory. You guys are doing it. This isn't anti-Semitic. This has nothing to do with ethnicity. This has everything to do with what you are actively involved in. And again, he tried to pull the anti-Semite card.
Well, they have to.
Because that's like the non-rebuttal.
It's worked for 80 years.
It has nothing to do with ethnicity. I don't care what ethnicity you are. It's like somebody says, well, you have a problem with dual Israeli citizens in Congress. Absolutely. I'd have a problem with dual Russian-American Congress, dual German-American. Anybody that's not putting America, the United States of America, and you're in a leadership position as a government by the people, for the people, not putting the people first, to me, that's treasonous sedition. You're putting the benefits of another country before the United States. They would hang you in the United States, convict you of that for treason, sedition treason back in the 1800s.
There's a woman on YouTube, and she's a Kabbalist, Luciferian Synagogue of Satan, you know, witch is what she is. And she has a big channel. She does. And I'm not going to give your name out. And one day she had a show, and she goes, well, you understand, sometimes we just have to sacrifice people to have blood sacrifices. This is what we have to do. It's the law of equivalent and change, alchemy's first law. And you think, well, it can't be that. No, I've heard it. I've played these segments before on the show, and I'm giving you her name before. I won't do it again. And so the reality is that we have a group of people out there that think they're better than you, think they're better than me, because they know we're creating God's image. They hate God because they don't serve our God. They serve Ein Sof, that snake in a tree God from the Kabbalah. That's who they serve. And always remember that. But you, because we're almost out of time, you keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus all of the days of your life, because he got on a cross. He didn't have to do that. He died for you to shed his blood for the remission of your sins for all of eternity. He's the only hope we have against this whackbag weirdo group that runs the planet. And so you got to realize who they are, what they are. They know we're made in God's image. They are not. They know that they love God. They hate our God. They love their God, which, you know, we can't stand their God. And so they hate you. They want to be you. And they're going to do everything they can to kill you and to disable you and destroy your fluid reasoning skills.
Exactly.
I'm telling you what they're doing. They don't want you to think through this.
I want to cover this article tomorrow. It's a really, really good article. The reason why I talk about blood sugar, berberine, and insulin resistance, they've come out in a new study that said insulin resistance is now linked to increased risk of 31 other diseases. Over 40% of Americans aged 18 to 44 are affected by insulin resistance now. Talking about National Health Nutrition Examination Survey, this goes back to high insulin, high basically sugar all the time. I mean, increase everything here. We're talking about Alzheimer's, basically hypertension, fatty liver disease. I'll talk about more in detail. This is the reason why the dihydroberberine, the berberine cinnamon extract we have, works so well on these topics, because you've got got to get your insulin levels under control and make your body more sensitive to it so you can get your blood sugar down. There's so much preservatives now in this food with ultra processed food, the high fructose corn syrup. It is literally wrecking everybody's health, and most people don't understand why. I want to get into that more tomorrow. I'm meant to cover today. We just round the clock.
By the way, the high insulin causes a massive increase in cardiovascular disease.
Oh, yeah.
And heart attacks.
And plaquing. That's why. It plaques up the arteries.
It over-ionizes the blood vessels.
And then the liver gets more swollen and more swollen. The liver can't handle it because of all the high fructose corn syrup and sugar. That's why it's called non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. You don't have to drink alcohol. You still get it. So, guys, stay strong. Keep your body shape. Keep your body strong. If you need anything, healthmasters.com. Be sure to check out the products of the week, the prostate, and all the other products we have online at healthmasters.com. I really appreciate you guys so much. Thank you for your support, and keep getting the truth out there every day. Keep fighting the fight with us. You guys have a fantastic evening. I appreciate you.
Thank you for your support. I love you guys. I appreciate you. Thank you for all the great comments about the new music we're using,
yeah,
and also the video intro for our show now. And thank you for telling us that we need to get that 4-minute delay off of YouTube. We've done that. Thanks for promoting the show. Love you guys.